Today on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML.
As we draw toward the end of the year, one of the things, you know, we talk about athletes of the year, these announcements always come out in the waning weeks of the year. Also is Time's Person of the Year. And there's been some speculation in the last couple of days about who that might be. Donald Trump himself tweeted and said it should be him, of course, because he's so great. Just ask him. And others speculating about who it might be. Well, the announcement was made earlier this morning, and I got to tell you, it's a bit of a shock to a number of people. The announcement, of course, from Time magazine, the Person of the Year are the Silence Breakers, those women who came forward, some famous, some not so famous, who decided not to just take it anymore and decided to speak up against the Harvey Weinsteins, against everybody. And there have been so many of them, of course, over the last couple of weeks that have come forward and the bravery that they have shown. What kind of an impact is this going to have? Is this an aberration in what has become an uphill struggle for women who are being abused, sexually assaulted? Or is this the change that so many people were waiting for years and years? Lenore Lekasik-Foss, director of the Sexual Assault Center of Hamilton, joins us here on the Bill Kelly Show to talk about this. Lenore, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Wow, I'm what interesting news to start the day with.
Well, yeah,
today.
What's your reaction to this? This caught a lot of people off guard.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say I was excited. I think that's my initial reaction. It was like, to make the cover of Time as their Person of the Year, and just the kind of conversation that it will continue, because like you said, we've been having this conversation for a while about the Me Too campaign and about all the women who have come forward and some men who have come forward about their experiences of sexual harassment and assault in a variety of work contexts. And I'm excited to see where this will go.
Well, it has been front page news in the past. And, yes. With the Gomeshi trial here in Canada and a couple of other accusations that have been made in the States over the years. And like everything else in news cycles, though, Lenore, it tends to be a big story for a couple of days and then it tends to fade away. This one doesn't seem to want to go away.
No, and I think hopefully your listeners out there will recognize that it's not going away, because it's such a big problem. And it's not one of these things that, oh, this is, news for today and now we're moving on. That this, hopefully they're seeing and understanding that this affects so many people. It affects people that you and I know, and that your listeners will know folks who this is experienced to. It's so pervasive. And I think I'm just surprised that it's still getting the attention in media, because it is not a new problem. It's not something, all women knew that this was going on for centuries, really. This is not a new social problem, but the fact that we're talking about it in this new way and really breaking silence, and that it's really on women's shoulders that we're able to do this, because they've come out and said, this has happened to me, and Me Too, that hashtag, and it's been really important that we have that space.
Well, in the piece in Time magazine, the latest edition, obviously, that highlights the hashtag Me Too movement and the women who broke the silence, they relate the story of Ashley Judd, who in 1997 was invited up to Harvey Weinstein's studio for Miramax. This was when she was just on the cusp of becoming a star, and he tried to sexually assault her, and she got away, and she said she went downstairs and immediately wanted to tell anybody, and everybody said, look, everybody in the industry knows this about this guy, good luck. I mean, nobody cares. And essentially, she said, I had nowhere to go, nobody to talk to. And if that's a movie star that has no platform, you figure, well, what about everyone else?
Yeah, and I think that what I like about the Time piece is, Time magazine piece, is that they are also highlighting folks who work in the hotel industry or service industry, where, who don't make paychecks like movie stars, and who don't have perhaps the security to be able to speak out, who are still speaking out, and folks who are migrant laborers or working in very precarious situations still speaking out. And you're right, it crosses all economic lines, all social lines, and if someone with all that money and possible power as a movie star still really can't get any support or anyone to do anything, that's has to make us shake our head.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to the Bill Kelly Show weekdays from 9 to noon on AM 900 CHML.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.